Believers in India are being forced to reconvert to Hinduism. Christian radio will play a role in the fight against AIDS in Africa. And a ministry's top outreach program celebrates recovery. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of people in India are turning to Christ every week. Churches are growing, but so are the violent forced reconversions by radical Hindus. Mission India's Dr. Kamala Chiranjeevi.
It's a Hindu religious group raising 100,000 coordinators, you know, watching everybody's movements. If there is any Christian activity, they are going and attacking them.
That's just the beginning, as they're then taken to a Hindu temple.
Inside the temple, they are asking them to renounce their faith, and they will apply the red mark on their forehead.
But these attacks aren't having an impact on evangelism.
Many people are coming to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. People are, you know, baptizing more in number than it has never been happened in the past.
Mission India's Institute of Community Transformation is helping train evangelists. Funding is needed. Next is 1,800 United States military personnel have been killed in Iraq. An organization is giving eternal hope to those troops serving their country. The International Bible Society is producing a new military Bible that fits into the cargo pocket of a soldier's uniform, says IBS's Chuck Adams.
These new military camouflage Bibles now come with 38 pages of notes and helps, maps, website addresses for further references, an order of worship, hymns, prayers, Bible reading guide, plan of salvation. And we've never done that before in our military editions.
Adams says the new Bible is suggested reading for topical questions.
And then it gives a scripture reference and a page number. We think it's going to intensify the spiritual experience for our military personnel who are believers. And we also think it's going to be a tremendous evangelism tool.
Go to our website for more information. You're listening to Mission Network News. In Africa, around 2 million children under 15 are living with HIV/AIDS, and more than 12 million orphaned. The staggering numbers prompted strong reaction, but the infection rates continue to climb. In response, Transworld Radio and Caris Global Education is partnering in a project aimed at teens. Caris's Marsha Ball.
Where we have a one-hour lesson that's interactive education for a classroom or a church setting, Transworld Radio is taking those same concepts and we're producing a drama that teaches the exact same thing, but by radio.
Ball anticipates the program will play a major role in not only fighting the disease, but in life change.
Our desire is primary behavior change, which is the spiritual principles of abstinence before marriage and faithfulness in marriage. And yet, we're not satisfied with just promoting that message. We want people to have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, floodwaters have receded in India. More than 1,000 are dead and hundreds of thousands remain homeless. Power and water have yet to be restored in many areas. There's also an acute food and water shortage. OMS International responded immediately with funds to purchase relief supplies. These will be distributed by partners with the Evangelical Church of India. Since most of the severely affected are the poor, they're the most receptive to the gospel. And since 1991, over 6,000 people have gone through the program Celebrate Recovery at one local church. According to Purpose Driven Ministries, it's become the main outreach program of partner Saddleback Church. It's a ministry based on God's Word, making it different from secular recovery programs. Teams tackle issues from the common ground of Scripture. Pastors who have used the model say they see a lot of unchurched people, and many of them accept Christ as Savior. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. That's Sat7's Atlas of Changed Lives at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.